message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Did you come with your Bible this morning? Just wave it. Just wave it. And just give God praise for it. Father, thank you for my Bible. And open to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. James chapter 2, verse 14. By now, some of you would have memorized Romans 1, 16. By now. Because today is the fourth Sunday. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. James chapter 2, verse 14. For the sake of our visitors, we began a series 4 weeks ago. Today will be the fourth installment. We titled the series, The Just Shall Live by Faith. The just shall go to bed by faith. The just shall wake up the next day by faith. The just will wake up, go into the city, and triumph in the city by faith. The just, if they need to go to the police station, if they need to go to the hospital, if they need to go to the prison for any reason, the just goes there by faith. The just finds a girlfriend by faith and marries her by faith. The just that is married will get children by faith. The just that wants a job in town will get the job by faith. The job will get their car by faith. The job will drive their car on the road the way the road is now by faith. The just will travel out of the city, sit in a plane, and come back safely by faith. The just will go to the hospital. They will open them up, but they will come back healthier by faith. The just shall live by faith. And any day the just drops faith, the just shall die. That's what it means. It may not be immediate physical death, but the moment the just drops faith, the just will begin to go backwards. So Romans chapter 1 verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Somebody say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That means wherever I am, say it now, that means wherever I am, it doesn't matter which group I'm with, I will not be ashamed of the gospel. If I find myself in the UN, in the villa, I will not be ashamed of the gospel. Clap unto the Lord. Clap unto the Lord. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? It is the power of God unto salvation. But my favorite place is for everyone who believes. Everyone. Nobody is disadvantaged with faith. With faith, everyone has advantage. For the Jews first, and for the Greek. For in the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. James 2, 14. I'll do the Amplified. We read from 14 to 26. Today, because of time, I'll do 14 and then I'll jump to 26. Amplified. James chapter 2, verse 14. What is the benefit, my fellow believers, if someone claims to have faith but has no good works as evidence? What is the benefit if someone claims to have faith, but has no good works as evidence? That tells me that if you say you have faith and you don't have good works, it's just a claim. It's not real faith. Can that kind of faith save him? No. A mere claim of faith is not sufficient. Genuine faith produces good works. Verse 26. For just as the human body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works of obedience is also dead. And so today we are continuing from where we stopped last Sunday. Last Sunday we said faith acts. First Sunday we said faith is believing God and believing his word and speaking it and doing things to show that you believe. Did you still remember that? And so we say, faith, if you believe, you will speak it. And we said that if your faith is not strong enough to move your mouth, that faith may not be strong to move any mountain. And so we came and said, okay, after speaking, you need to add good works. You must add good works. And so last week, we talked about three people that added good works to their faith. We talked about people that added good works to their faith. We discovered Abraham, who is our father of the faith. We talked about Rahab. And then we talked about the paralytic who had four friends. And I want to believe that after last Sunday, you went home and reviewed your friends. Did you review your friends? There are certain people that should not be in your inner circle of friendship. I hope you reviewed. When you come to church, go home with action plan. There are some friends that are draining you. They are not bad people, but they are not for you. Today, we'll look at another three. And we'll make sure that everything falls in between so that next Sunday we'll move to some other things of faith. Somebody say, I'm ready. So today we'll look at Noah. And the story is in Genesis. The main story is in Genesis chapter 6 to 9. But I'll read with style. I'll read Genesis 6, 13 to 15, and then jump to 22. And then I'll do 7, 1 to 5. And then I'll put the story inside. Is that okay? Intelligently. Genesis 6, 13. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you should make it. And this is how you should make it. Make for yourself an ark. This is how you should make it. That is verse 15. Verse 22. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him. So he did. God says, make an ark. Ark. Make it like this. The Bible says, Noah did. Noah did. Faith without good works as evidence is dead. Noah heard, Noah did. Noah did according to all. Noah did not drop some of the instructions. Noah did according to all that God commanded him. Genesis 7:1. Then the Lord said to Noah, after I finished that first of instruction, the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you 7 each of every clean animal, a male and his female. To each of animals that are unclean, a male and his female. Also 7 each of birds of the air. Well, I just saw something for the first time. Jesus the Christ, Pastor Ode. God also took the unclean. I'm seeing it for the first time. He didn't drop them to perish. Glory. Ay, 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 ay. This is so sweet. Also, 7 each of birds of the air, male and female. Why? To keep the species alive on the face of the earth. So God still wanted to keep the unclean. Why? He is not able, he is not willing to do without any. He doesn't want any to perish. I just saw it for the first time. Thank you, Jesus. For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made. Verse 5, and Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. The Lord commands, and then Noah will go and do according to as the Lord commanded. And then we didn't know what is the meaning of that. So we came to Hebrews 11:7, and the Bible says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Glory to God. So our first character today is Noah. Somebody say Noah. What can we take from Noah? Noah is a man of faith. Noah lived in a time that is like this. The only difference is, like they said, that time he was the only righteous person. Just that now we are plenty righteous people. But there is still wickedness. And wickedness is on the increase. But I want you to know that it doesn't matter what is happening, no matter how tight things are, no matter how difficult things are, God will still be giving instructions to his people. You will hear behind your ears, this is the way, go ye in the way. So faith, even in this time, is to be able to hear God's instruction and carry it out. It may not be popular. Faith is not majority, carries the vote. Did you hear what I just said? Faith is not majority, carries the vote. Because we have personal and individual work with God, God can tell you certain things that will be strange to other people. But if God says it, believe it, speak it, confess it, and act on it, you are a man of faith. And when you do that, you are living by faith. Then it will be said of you, this just person is living by faith. Noah taught us that. It may be a strange instruction. Rain had never fallen as at this time. They had never sin flood. And God comes and tells somebody, build an ark. Faith, receive instructions from God. They may be strange, they may be new, they may be first time, but faith believes God, confesses it, and begins to act on it. We must be like Noah. And because of that, Noah was preserved. His generation was preserved. And the world was preserved. Because of these kinds of faith, you will be preserved. Your family will be preserved. Your business will be preserved. Your generation will be preserved. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. But because you have faith doesn't mean if you start today, you see the answer tomorrow. So faith is also willing to wait until the answer completely manifest. I want you to know that he heard, he believed, then he began to build. He didn't finish in 1 year. He didn't finish in 2 years. He didn't finish in 3 years. The Bible says he kept building and kept building. We have done the calculation. That ark was built between 57 and 100 years. We've looked at the timelines. It took between 57 to 100 years to finish the ark. And while he was building, every day he goes out and tells the people, rain is coming, flood is coming. God has commanded me. They say, no way. The more he told them, the more they go to nightclubs. I'll show you later. The more he told them, the more they arrange weddings. The more he told them, the more they went about doing good. Until one day, faith will come to you through the voice of God. Believe it, confess it, and act on it. Sometimes it will look like you are foolish in the eyes of men. The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisest of men. And if you have not seen results in 2 years, in 3 years, that doesn't mean you are not in the will of God. Are you hearing? Sometimes God acts instantly. Sometimes he doesn't. He waits for a real process. We learned that from Noah. So faith is hearing from God, doing it, acting on it. I want you to know that once you decide to walk by faith, you may become lonely sometimes. The friends you trust, some of them will say, that guy, something. We'll just wait and see now. We'll just wait and see. But if you know that it is God that has spoken to you, keep going. So God told you that Dora is your wife, and you went, and Dora is not smiling. Don't bother. If it is God that said it, if you are sure that it is God that said it, go again, and 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 keep going. God told you that he's taking you to America. They bounce you from the embassy. Oh, go again and go again and go again. My brother Caleb went one time. They bounced him. Second time, they bounced him. Third time, they bounced him. Fourth time, they bounced him. Fifth time, they bounced him. Sixth time, they bounced him. Seven times. He went to America. And when he arrived in America, they didn't want to let him come back. They wanted to make him an American. I want you to know that the world will resist you sometimes, seven times. But if you stay in faith, eventually the door will open. Noah taught us that. Let's be encouraged by Noah's faith. His faith is very, very encouraging. But the Bible says he did according to all. So a man of faith will also ask questions. God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to go about it? Since you say Dora is my wife, when I'm going to her office, is it chocolate I should carry? Or is it flowers? Want to make it practical. In this church, nobody will misunderstand the word of God. Should I go to the office or I should wait till after first service? Faith. Because you want to hear and carry it all out, you ask questions. I want you to know that as a child of God, God is not angry if you ask him sincere questions. God is not angry. He is actually happy that you trust him to come and ask him instead of going to ask Babalawo and ask those stargazers and those liars. Faith hears from God. Faith believes. Faith acts. You may be lonely, but you stay in faith. It may be painful, but you stay in faith. They will call you names, but stay in faith. It looks like a failure, but stay in faith. As you keep staying in faith, the Bible says when the clouds are full, God told you you will have a child, and every month miscarriage. God told you you'll have a child, and every day the doctor keeps saying, the way I'm seeing things. Keep trusting God, keep believing God, and keep asking God. This child, is there any other thing I can do that will be classified as good works from my side so that I can go ahead and do it? When he speaks, do it and keep waiting. Faith doesn't give up. It doesn't matter how many times. And can I tell you, up to this very moment, God is still warning. And a man of faith will hear and obey. Brother Gomsu's testimony is like my testimony. I hate seatbelt. God said, wear seatbelt. That is God's warning. A man of faith hears that warning, obeys it, acted on it, and is preserved. I was going out of this church one morning, 2013, and the Holy Spirit said, wear your seatbelt. I said, I don't like seatbelt. He said, wear it. I said, okay, if you are insisting, I'll wear it. But you know I don't like it. I wore it. Not up to 10 minutes. Not up to 10 minutes. Not up to 10 minutes. I was hearing biggie, baga, dugu, bigada, deke, all demonic sounds of voices. My car somersaulted 124 meters. It was measured. Ended up far away. That car was written off instantly. The driver, if anybody is supposed to survive in that car, if anybody is supposed to survive miraculously, it can never be the driver. But I was the only man in the car. When I came out, the people said, this man, that's your God. That's your God. That's your God. That's your God. Okay, how did that my God save me? How? He spoke. I heard. Even though it's not something I liked. It's not every time we like the instructions of God. You think it's every time? You think it's every time I want to come here and wear suit and preach? Like today you thought I wanted to wake up this morning. You think I wanted to? Faith hears the voice of God. Whether you like it or not, you do it. Somebody give God praise. Give God praise. Whoa. Our next character is David. I told you some weeks ago that if it's possible, I will still change my name to David. The story is in 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17, the entire story is there. David was a man of faith, and we can learn from his faith. There was fight going on. The Philistines had come, set up themselves to attack the Israelites. They were on one mountain, the Israelites was on one mountain, and there was a valley in between. And by the grace of God, they had a giant called Goliath of Gath. Goliath came out every day for 40 days, tormenting them. Choose a man that will fight with me. Leave our armies alone. If you beat me, we will serve you. If I beat you people will serve us. And then David's father, Jesse, said, come and take food to your brothers who are at the war front. And David brought food and heard this giant. The Bible says anytime he spoke, the armies, the entire armies of Israel will become paralyzed with fear. And they will run back. For 40 days, this guy was tormenting them. Mind you, King Saul was also there. I read again yesterday, King Saul was there. So every time this man comes out and speaks, all of them plus the king. And then a small boy came. Somebody say, faith cannot be too small. Say, there is no young faith. Say, every faith can prove results. He came and heard. And he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine defying the armies of the Lord? There was a difference there. The other people say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine defying the armies of Israel? He didn't put Israel. He said, the armies of the Lord. Faith sees the enemy as the enemy of God. Faith sees every enemy as the enemy of God. Why? Because you are a child of God. Didn't he say, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you? Your enemies shall be my So when David came, he changed the narrative. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That means, number one, he's not even in covenant with our God, and he's defying our God. Every enemy that comes against you is not in covenant with our God, and therefore they are inferior to you. Faith says, face them. Face them. Face them. And when you face them, speak to them. So he believed. So they carried him quickly to the king and said, King, there's one young boy there. His boldness is because of his boldness, we are telling you. But he looks too small. In fact, he has never gone to war before. The king said, you are a youth. You are too young. You can't face the man. He said, I am young, but I keep my father's sheep. And when I'm keeping my father's sheep, the lion will come to take the sheep. I will tear the lion. The bear will come to take the sheep. I will tear the bear. If God did that for me, this uncircumcised Philistine will be like them. Faith reflects at the goodness of God in the past and use it to face current giants. Has he woken you up before? He will woke you up today again. Has he helped you before? He will help you again. So a child of God believes that since God does not change, if he blessed me yesterday, he will bless me again. Faith keeps record of God's past faithfulness and uses it to face the future. David's faith. The man of God said, okay, it's okay. I will not argue with you. Take my armor. Wear it. Wear it. And then go and stand with the guy. He did not dishonor the king. He respectfully honored the king, collected the armor. But when he wore it, he couldn't move. The thing was too heavy for him. He said, King, I can't use this one. Let me use the one that I know. Though faith is in God, God allows you to use common sense and human tools if they fit. Underline my word. Faith is in God, but God will allow you to use common sense because he gave it to you, to use human tools that fit. That fit. That fit. What are human tools? That armor is a human tool. The five stones and the slings he carried are human tools. This one didn't fit. This one fit. He took it as part of the good works that empowered his faith. So you have faith to marry Dora. You have realized that Dora likes people who speak English. Common sense means you go and brush up your English. Somebody clap unto Jesus. Are we understanding? God told you I'll give you a wife. God told you I'll give you Dora. But you have discovered that God Dora likes English. Go and brush up your English. So that when you get to her, you won't be saying, I was west. And it will look like it's the faith that is not working. No, you didn't do your work. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? But I'm not going there with bare hands. I'll take 5 stones and I'll take a sling. Are you getting it? David taught us faith. David taught us faith. So he believed. And then he acted on his belief. But he was also speaking. You come to me with javelin. You come to me with sling. You come to me with spear. But I come to you in the name. In the name. He was speaking and he was acting. And then the Bible says, the man stood up and got angry. Who is sending this small boy to me? Am I a dog that look at you? Is something wrong with you? He got up to move towards David. The Bible says David looked at him and began to run. Faith takes the fight to the enemy. Faith takes the fight to the enemy. Faith will not wait for the enemy to come and overwhelm them. Faith takes the fight to the enemy. The enemy says one, you say two. The enemy says one, you say two. The enemy says you will be poor forever. You say you are a liar. By his stripes, by his hanging on the tree, I have been delivered from the curse of poverty. The enemy said you remain sick forever. You said you are a liar. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. The enemy said you don't know which village you came from. You cannot amount to anything. The Bible says you will reply and say you don't know anything. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And him whom has the Son has overcome all. Somebody give God praise. David believed. David spoke. And David acted. Faith will believe. Faith will speak. And faith will act. Remember, faith does not listen to anything negative, even if it is coming from close friends and siblings. So the brother said, what is your problem? This is your pride. What are you doing here in the first place? Did we tell you we are hungry? Where did you leave the sheep? That is how you like to behave. Will you? But he didn't listen to them. When you begin to practice faith, some close people may pour water on your faith. Guard your faith. David taught us, faith hears and believe. Faith makes references to God's past faithfulness. Faith speaks and faith acts. The time is not friendly. Finally, faith is also humble. He did not disrespect the king. Faith is humble. Some of you, when you begin to walk in faith and see results, pride, pride. And God resists the proud, but gives grace. Remain humble. Remain humble. Remain loving. Faith works through love. The woman with the issue of blood. Mark 5:25. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Somebody said 12 years is too much. And had suffered many things from many physicians. She has suffered many things from many physicians. She has spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, if the Bible you are carrying is your own, underline, when she heard about Jesus, what did she hear? Somebody told her the Messiah is coming to town. Somebody told her the Messiah is a healer. Somebody told her the Messiah is the Balm of Gilead and he's in town. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Why did she touch his garment? For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up after 12 years of running. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power has left him, gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? Hi. Master, sometimes you they overdo this thing. This crowd, now you, they ask who touched you. Everybody is touching you now. But there was a touch that took power from him. Faith is a living force that draws power from the living world. A living force that pulls power from the living world. Remember, Jesus is the living word of God. Faith pulls power from the living word. But he said, you see the multitude on the ground, you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. It began from when she heard. I wish she heard earlier. What if she heard the first month of her suffering? What if she heard the second month of her suffering? She's hearing on the 12th year. But thank God she's still alive to hear. Somebody is here this morning. The reason God has kept you is so that you can hear me today. You have died a long time ago, but God kept you to hear me today. And the day you hear is the day of your salvation. She heard. Number one. She spoke to herself. Faith hears and believe. Faith speaks. She said to herself, if I but may touch the hem of his garment. That means the things they told her that she heard are many. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. What they believe, the Jews, is that when the Messiah comes, he will wear a clothing that will have tassels. And if you can touch the tassels, those tassels are the wings. They will be carrying healing. He has heard. And so he said, if I can only touch the hem, I don't need him to touch me. Some people wait for Jesus to touch them. Jairus said, come and lay hands on me. But a higher faith says, if I can. So she believed, she spoke to herself. But that is not where I want us to focus on. Anybody who has lost blood for 12 years must be terribly weak. Must be terribly weak. So she is weak, and then there is a crowd. It's not a standstill crowd, it's a moving crowd. Jesus was heading to the house of Jairus. So people were following, trying to collect their own by force. Are you getting it? This woman is weak, and there is a crowd. But the Bible says she pressed through. Faith will ignore personal weaknesses, downplay personal sicknesses, and do whatever it must do to touch the word, to touch Jesus, and touch by faith. Faith will not be discouraged by how many people are looking for the same thing and have not had it. Let me say that again. Faith will not be discouraged by how many people are looking for the same thing and have not had it. Faith will not say, look at the number of people sick from cancer and are dying. How will I be healed? No, it's a personal journey. Let 1,000 die from cancer, but you can be well. So there were many people who have not received. He said, that is not my business. If I touch him, I will receive. Faith is a risk taker. Faith is a risk taker, but the risk is squarely in God. This woman, according to Jewish law, is unclean. Any woman bleeding is unclean. And there are two types of unclean. If it is your regular monthly period, you are unclean stage one. But when it goes beyond that, you are super unclean. This woman is super unclean. And what it means is that anything and anybody she touches becomes unclean. And so if she was caught touching the rabbi, she will make the rabbi unclean. But thank God, faith changes culture. Faith changes tradition. Faith changes rules. She touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. And the person she touched did not become unclean. So there was no case. There was no case. Faith. This woman's faith is a faith that we must all study. She said to herself, the public speakers and the motivational speaker will say self-talk. We don't call it self-talk. We say faith self-talk. You are talking to yourself, but it's from faith. It's from faith. And you must learn to talk to yourself. I will not be as broke as my parents. I will settle my parents, settle myself, and settle my children. I will not be as sick as my uncles. I will be healthy. You are speaking to yourself. It's important. I want you to know that your own ear will pick what you are saying and deposit it in your heart. When it settles in your heart, your faith will rise. So sometimes when you start saying it, it will be strange. When I first started saying I am dangerously blessed, it was strange. Now I say it with ease. The more I say it, the more I see it. When I started saying I bounce about like stone, it used to be strange. I used to be sick 25 years ago. And I was younger. And I was sickly. How come I'm older 26 years after? And sometimes in a year, I've not seen Panadol. I keep speaking to myself. I bounce about like stone. I am dangerously blessed. And then some people will think it's money I'm talking about. No. I can be saying that and you go and check my account. There'll be no one naira there. But I never lack. Before it becomes a need, boom, it will appear. She spoke to herself. She pushed. So faith requires pushing. And sometimes pushing through the crowd. And the crowd may not be friendly, but you know what you are looking for. You push and push. They have stopped me. Go home. Listen to this message. Listen to it. And again, and again, and again. Faith will not allow any barrier to stop it. Now, was it a wrong thing for her to have suffered in the hands of physician? No. That was all she knew based on this history here. When she now heard, she went to Jesus, who is the physician of all physicians. You have heard about the great physician, the balm in Gilead. It is him you go to first, not hospital first. I'll balance it. Is going to hospital a sin? No. God created hospitals. Hospitals helps you during pain to keep the pain under and the inconveniences under while you deal with the root source of the sickness. But hospital is not your first go-to. You go to God first. Then God can even direct you which hospital to go to. God will now pick which doctors to use for you. God will now tell the doctors which medications to prescribe for you. You go to God first. Don't go to hospital first. Then when it's failing before you run to God, you would have suffered for too long. And if you are not favored, you may die. Go to heaven, but you have left some things undone here. Are you getting it? So the moment the enemy wants to attack you with any sickness, go to God first. If you need to go to the hospital, then he will direct you. Are you hearing me? And sometimes you don't need to go to the hospital. One day I had some very bad something here in my teeth. And the thing was swelling and sore. It was beginning to become visible. So I know that they are going to see it in the office very soon. And some people are very curious in our office. They'll start worrying, what is this? What is this? As I was just asking God, the Holy Spirit said, go and buy a syringe. Put salt water inside and point the mouth of the syringe to that place and flush it. Faith heard. Faith went to the pharmacy. Faith bought the syringe. Faith came back home, put salt water, and did according to instruction. He has made provisions for all things. For all things. For all things. Family Worship Center, since I didn't have time to milk this thing because of time, what did I come to say today? Faith hears God. Faith believes God. Faith begins to confess what faith believes. And then faith will do the corresponding action and keep doing it no matter how it delays until the result comes. Stand on your feet. Faith is not intimidated by the size of the enemy. So faith is not intimidated if it is a headache or a cancer. Are you hearing? Faith is faith. Faith is not intimidated. Faith sometimes gets the answers immediately, but sometimes the answer takes a while. Faith stays in faith until the answer is delivered. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Glory to God Almighty. Baro shande labarash kete. Erebo kondarish katala mangarish kete. Leporandish ketu labande kaparash kate lagandish. I will believe. I will speak. And I will act. I will believe. I will speak. And I will act. I will believe. I will speak and I will act. I will keep believing and I will keep speaking and I will keep acting. I will keep believing, I will keep speaking and I will keep acting. I will not be dissuaded, I will not be discouraged. Until I get the manifestation, I will not. I will believe to the end. I will believe to the end. Take your right hand, place it on your chest. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. I receive your word into my heart. I thank you. Today is a beautiful day. You have made me a person of faith. Jesus, I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Come into my heart. Save me from every sin. Wash me from all uncleanness. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.